Warriors led from the start of this game two against the Spurs and never looked back as Stephen Curry continued his excellence with a game-high 29 points and 6 three-pointers to go with 7 rebounds and 7 assists. Kevin Durant delivered 16 points to the effort with a pair of trays as the bench was key, logging big minutes with Patrick McCaw shining bright in an 18-point evening as Draymond Green added 13 points and 9 boards to the mix in a 136-100 win, giving the Warriors a 2-0 lead in this Western Conference Finals series. Here's Coach Brown.
Our bench was fantastic. Bench had 63 points. And then, you know, again, our guys shared the basketball. And we had 39 assists, 150 shots, which is phenomenal. The one thing we have to keep trying to clean up, and it was another point of emphasis coming into the series, is rebounding the basketball. They had 23 offensive rebounds tonight, and you know, some of it was a product of there were a lot of missed shots, but we can do a better job at cleaning that up going forward. So we know game three is going to be tough.
I'm Mike Jabari, Young San Antonio Express News. If you heard Coach, he said that his team didn't have any belief, especially after Kawhi, but seeing that team down without Kawhi, without Tony, in your eyes, was it a fair fight tonight?
Was it a what?
A fair fight.
A fair fight? It's a good team. You know, I mean, they went on the road and they beat Houston in a game six where they didn't have Kawhi. And, I mean, obviously it's extremely well coached and they're well prepared and they're a very good basketball team. So, for us, this was a good win.
Mike, back here, Ron Krejcik from the Chronicle. You mentioned Patrick McCaw. What convinced you guys to give him Iguodala's minutes right there in the first quarter? And how hard is that for a guy who played barely at all in the previous series to come out and get that many minutes and be that productive?
Well, we've been doing it all year. I mean, KD went down in the Portland series. I can't remember how much Pat was playing, but we threw him in the starting lineup, and he was productive for us then. But that's happened from time to time with guys. Again, I go back, I give Steve Kerr credit. He's played 27 guys throughout the course of the year. I don't know how he does it. He does it every game. And that has shown benefits for us, especially as of late. Guys are, not only do they believe in themselves, but their teammates believe in them. The coaching staff believes in them. And it's like clockwork when we try to plug a guy in here or a guy there. And that was Steve's suggestion. Steve suggested that we put Patty in Andre's place, and it made sense, especially with Kawhi not playing tonight, and he stepped up and had a big game for us.
Mike, to your right, would you say that the Spurs did you a favor, you know, by knocking you in the mouth early in game one? Because it seems like since then your team, intensity-wise, has picked up a lot.
Well, you know, obviously San Antonio came out great in game one, and we felt like we didn't come out with a sense of urgency. We felt like we tried to ease into the game, and you can't ease into the game against that team. They're too good. And, getting hit like that, yeah, I mean, it shook us a little bit. And we feel fortunate, blessed, lucky, however you want to call it, to be able to come back and get the win. But hopefully because of that, it'll keep us more focused going forward.
Mike, Tim Kawakami, Mercury News. You're up big early, you're up bigger at halftime, up bigger throughout. Does just the significance of a blowout mean anything to you? We're going to look at this and say, wow, this series might be over. Is that something you have to argue against? What does the blowout mean to you?
No, what you look at, it doesn't matter how many points you win by, and sometimes it doesn't matter if you lose. Because sometimes, things can just kind of fall the other team's way and you may lose, but you may do things the right way. And so more than anything, yes, we want the win more than anything else, but how you play too, because we want to keep developing good habits going forward. And so the score really doesn't matter. It's how we got to the score. How did we play defensively? How did we play offensively? Did we do the things that we emphasized going into the series? Who played well for us on this part of the roster? Which combinations worked good for us? And those are the things we look at, and obviously, if you can win by X amount of points, that's great, because now, a guy like Damian Jones plays 6.5 minutes in a playoff game. Mac played 11 minutes in a playoff game. So it's good for us all in that regard.
Rachel Nichols from ESPN. Mike, since you were listening to Pop's press conference, you heard him say his team didn't have belief from the beginning of the game. As the opponent, what sense of that do you get as you guys are out on the floor playing against them?
I mean, I don't know. That's I can't say what they are feeling or thinking or anything like that. I just know that we told our guys, Steve told our guys, hey, we got to come out and play with a sense of urgency from the beginning. We can't ease into the game. And that was his message to the team afterwards, too, going into game three. I mean, you know, if we think game one was tough. Whew, down in San Antonio, it's going to be more than a dogfight. And there's no easing into any game down there because they're already a dangerous team, especially being down 0-2 and getting Kawhi back. They know that they need to get that one. So game three is going to be tough for us.
Much more important question, was this revenge for the bus?
Was this revenge for the bus? Not quite. I'm still a little hurt. I'm just glad they didn't put the cuffs on me, though. Not in front of my kid.
Mike over here, one last McCaw question. If there's been any criticism this year, it's kind of been his reluctance to shoot. Passed up a couple open looks early in the game. Did anybody get on him and say, hey, just shoot those things? I mean, and how often does that happen? Do you guys have to remind him, hey, take that shot, you can shoot?
Well, you know, Pat's obviously a rookie, and he's a young rookie, you know, at that. And we've all seen him shoot in practice. He can shoot the ball, especially if you're going to give him time like that. He can do a lot of things offensively. And, yeah, when he first came in the game, he passed a couple of shots. And, I just don't think he realized that he was going to be that wide open. You know, he had LaMarcus on him. LaMarcus was basically in the paint, trying to help every place else every time he caught the ball. And so he had time to shoot just like he was in, you know, in the gym during practice. And we've seen him knock down shot after shot after shot. And so when he passed up the first one or two, you know, guys on the floor said it. All the coaches yelled at him to take that shot. And, you know, give him credit. He stepped up and knocked him down.
Anthony Slater, Mercury News. You've coached some of the biggest names of this era, really. How much are you enjoying the Steph Curry experience from a head coaching standpoint?
Yeah, just being a part of this organization is fun. I've said it many times, and you know, I've been fortunate, blessed, lucky to be around a lot of great players and teams in this league. But you know, when you look at the roster that we have here, I don't know if there's any other team that I've been with that has this type of roster. So having said that, it's fun, it's exciting, and I just feel fortunate to be a part.
Mark Purdy from Bay Area News Group, Mercury News. Nobody wants to get too far ahead of themselves, but I think we can surmise that the Boston and Cleveland teams are watching this game. What would you like them to be thinking as they watch this game and watch this tonight, what you guys did?
I don't know. I have no answer for that. I'm not trying to forecast what I think Boston nor Cleveland should be thinking about. I mean, I don't care if they're impressed or not. We got a tough team in front of us come game three. That's a tough environment. We got to make sure we get our guys ready to play down there. And if we don't, we can end up losing the game. So that's all I'm focused on really right now.
Last one for Connor.
Mike Connor, Letourneau, San Francisco Chronicle. When you have the bench playing like this, does it give you a little bit more flexibility rotation-wise going forward? Do you feel like you can make some more tweaks when they're playing like that?
You know, we felt this way anyway, but come playoff time, the games are usually close, and you want your best guys on the floor. And so what that usually means is increased minutes for KD, Draymond, Clay, and Steph for the most part. And then, you know, guys basically from there have to be ready to play. Like Zaza, he played extended minutes in the last game. That was not planned. And so, you know, you want to play your top guns, bigger minutes. And then Steve's always had confidence in the bench. And they felt that. And because they felt it, we feel like they'll always be ready when their number's called.
Great.
Thank you, guys.
And here's what Stephen Curry had to say in the postgame.
You always try to build momentum and sustain it, for sure. We had a point of emphasis of starting the game with a lot more energy and focus on the defensive end so that we could, you know, just feel a little bit better about ourselves than we did last game in the first quarter. And then after that, yeah, you just want to continue to build good habits, sustain the level of play. I don't know how much it'll carry over game two to game three going back to their place. But for us mentally, we just know what we need to do to be successful against this team. Even, you know, with Kawhi back in there probably on Saturday, you got to understand exactly the things that we did better tonight. And that's just being a lot more alert defensively to start and just making them work.
Steph, Tony Harvey, Sacramento Observer. In the last game, you did talk about, you know, getting off to a good start. You had 15 points in the first quarter, and you guys had 11 assists in the first quarter. Can you talk about how important that is and the discussion you guys probably had in the last few 48 hours to get to that point?
Yeah, I mean, we just talked about the last two times we played against them in the regular season and then game one. The first quarter was not our best effort. And obviously, both games we found ways to come back. But you don't want to be in that position every time you play this team. So just the only thing that changed was defensive intensity and pressure and focus. Making and missing shots can come and go, but you have to give yourselves an opportunity to withstand, you know, whatever may happen on the offensive end. And even so, our defense could even promote the tempo that we want to get to. So that was a key tonight.
Steph, straight ahead, Scott Howard Cooper from NBA.com. This is a team that in the past has been motivated by history and has enjoyed chasing history. When you get to 10-0 in the playoffs, can you not help but start to think what if and what lays ahead? What lies ahead?
Not at all. It's pretty easy not to think about that, if you know what I mean.
Steph, I know you were amused earlier in the year when people said this was a down year for you, but it seems like you've really turned it up in the last couple of months. What's ignited this fire this last couple of weeks in the playoffs especially?
I mean, nothing really, just this is playoff time, and if you're not, you know, excited and don't get that adrenaline rush and, you know, get locked into the moment, you're going to miss out, so. Thankfully, obviously, I'm playing well, playing aggressive and confident, shots going in, trying to be locked in on every other aspect of the game, too. And I'd hope I say that if I didn't, you know, make shots, just trying to do what I can to make, you know, sure I'm helping my team win and doing little things here and there on both ends of the floor, rebounding, trying to play make, whatever the case may be, but just confident and aggressive and in a good rhythm and a good flow. So just want to try to keep that going.
Steph, Janie McCauley from AP. How valuable was that for you guys to get off your legs there in the fourth quarter to see everybody else do so much to keep, you know, that urgency going? And also, what kind of lift did McCaw give you guys on both ends?
I mean, he was amazing. Obviously, with Andre out, it was the next man up philosophy. Everybody says it, but when you have a guy like Pat who doesn't really know when his minutes are going to come, he always stays ready. And the biggest thing for him was his aggressiveness. You know, he get an open shot, take it, make or miss. You know, that's a good shot for us. And understanding the moment when he gets the ball in his hands, just, you know, make the right decision, be aggressive, like I said, and try to make things happen. So he did that all game. And That was huge, a huge pickup for us, obviously, with Andre out. And even when he probably get a lot more minutes, you know, down the stretch of this series, he can hopefully continue to do the same. So that was big for us. What was the other part? Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it helps, obviously. You want to try to stay as fresh as possible. But, you know, we do have a nice little break before Saturday. So, you know, like I said, it was just more about just sustaining our level of play, no matter what the score was, just trying to not have any drop-offs or start to get any bad habits and continue to keep our foot on the gas pedal.
Hey, Steph, down to your right, Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press, Democrat. I know that it's basketball and every team has off nights, but were you a little surprised that team came out as flat as it did tonight?
No, I wouldn't say they came out flat. We just try to do things a little bit differently on the defensive end to try to make it tough on them. Obviously, Jonathan Simmons got hot a little bit in the first quarter, but he made some tough shots, and you got to live with that. But across the board, you just try not to give him any clean looks. That's something we can control with, you know, our effort and our intensity. And just try to sustain it for 48 minutes. That's it. I mean, they didn't come out and lay down at all. We had to really turn it up and change our performance from game one.
Steph, Marcus Thompson, Barry News Group. Hey, you. There was a time where the Spurs were one of the tougher matchups. They kind of guarded you better than most teams. But lately against them, you've been pretty golden. It's been like a miraculous rise.
I have not answered that question. That was a good try, though. Next question. Next question.
Steph, Pop was in here earlier. Follow that. Steph, Pop was in here earlier, and he said he was surprised in his team. He didn't feel that they believed that they could do it without Kawhi. He said it was very apparent to him from the beginning of the game and that they never were able to recapture that. We hear you guys say on the court sometimes that you can tell when players on the other team are ready to go home, all that trash y'all talk to each other. What could you tell today about them out on the court?
That's interesting you said that, because I was actually standing by our bench right before the pregame clock went down to zero before national anthems and everything, and they were out there. I kind of just watching. I sit down on the bench for a couple minutes before the clock goes off, and they were, you know, having fun. Looked like they were pretty light on their feet. A couple guys were yelling, "Let's go!" That kind of stuff. So the normal pregame kind of, you know, get hype moment. It looked like they were all in tune. But I feel like when the game starts, it's whoever wants to, you know, grab that momentum early and set the tone for the game. And I think we did that a little bit better tonight. So that was huge. You don't want to give them any reason in any life from our standpoint, but I'm pretty sure those players have egos. They understand the moment and the opportunity they had, and it is what it is.
And this series now shifts to San Antonio for games 3 and 4. Game 3 coming up on Saturday, and then game 4 on Monday. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is the NBA playoffs.